Only the Democratic and Republican nominees are allowed to take part in these debates this year. There will be, though, several other candidates on the ballot in most states. The Natural Law Party was founded in April of 1992. For the second time, John Hagelin is the party's presidential candidate. Hagelin has a doctorate in quantum physics. Before entering politics, he worked at the Maharishi University of Management in Iowa. This election season, we've been running a series of stump speeches from the presidential candidates, what they're saying to people around the country. Here is part of an address John Hagelin made last month to a graduate-level political science class at American University in Washington, D.C.
The main focus of the Natural Law Party, in addition to a scientifically based approach to government, which is just the pragmatic approach, government should stop pouring money into programs that don't work, should be supporting programs that do work. In addition to that simple principle, the Natural Law Party stands for the development of the human element. It's the human element. And that's what our educational focus is all about. If you look at America's problems, they're human problems. Domestic violence, family decay, drug abuse, crime, declining health in the face of an epidemic of unhealthy habits, pollution. These are human problems. So I would say a government that fails to elevate human behavior will always be overwhelmed by costly social problems. If people continue to smoke things or drink things or eat things that kill them or give them lung cancer, what can the government do for that person but provide a few dollars in the end for disease care once it's too late? So it's very important that we uplift human behavior, that we harness more of our precious human resource, the full creativity and intelligence of the American people. And the way to uplift human behavior is not through regulation or legislation, because you can't have police in every kitchen or every playground and every business, every classroom to be sure we treat each other fairly. No, it's education that keeps kids in school, that broadens comprehension, that develops creativity and intelligence, that educates people how to take, for example, empower people to take better care of their health, of their environment, and so forth. This is a very American idea, very much in keeping with the founders of America who believed in universal education. It was Thomas Jefferson's key project, pet project, to introduce universal education because he felt a democracy could not function unless the electorate was educated. And we're the first country to have universal education. So education is the key, and it's a very key plank of the Natural Law Party. And I would go so far as to say this. Government is not magic. Bill Clinton, Bob Dole, and John Hagelin are not magic. We really cannot promise to the people with a straight face, unless you practice it, can't promise people with a straight face that I'm going to improve your health or I'm going to improve your wealth. We create our own health every day through the actions we take, the foods we eat, the schedule we keep, and so forth. The government is not a generator of health, and it's not a generator of wealth. At best, the government can give us back what we generate through our own efforts, our own creativity. So government must empower the citizens of the country to utilize more and more of their precious human resource, the creativity and intelligence of the human mind. That's what this party is most basically about. And that will give you, I think, an introductory flavor to the type of programs that we promote. They tend to be prevention-oriented, forward-looking, scientifically based, humane by their very nature, and unifying, even on issues like abortion, which has been a hot-button issue that has divided the country. It's an issue that most candidates won't voluntarily talk about because you automatically lose half of your audience. But even here, the Natural Law Party takes a unifying, and I think a unifying and very nourishing point of view. Yes, we would like to see a significant reduction in the number of abortions in America. The way to do that, in my opinion, is not through regulation and legislation, but through education. And not just sex education, but again, education that keeps kids in school. The dropouts are at highest risk of teen pregnancy. And that develops more forward-looking, far-sighted behavior so people don't create so many problems that they have to deal with surgically or in any other way.
Natural Law Party presidential candidate John Hagelin speaking last month at American University in Washington, D.C.